just got to respect the music. Got to respect the music. That's why I always wait for the payoff or the lick to finish or the key moment to end.
And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. You know, some people don't have a lot of that musical rhythm sense of when the important point is. And how many times you've been listening to some DJ talk over the good part?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. You either have it or you don't in radio.
You know, that's true. And, you know, one of the things, this is a total side note to anything, but one of the things I was appreciated about, for example, like Glenn Beck, although I think he's kind of gone, you know, lately, but the last 10 years, 15 years. But one of the things I was appreciated about him, he was a music DJ to begin with. And it showed in all of the timing and the imaging and all of the things that he would do. It was all like super high quality. You never noticed that?
No, I was going to ask you, did you ever do music?
Never. I just loved music a lot. I don't play music. I can sing. I mean, I sang in church choir, you know, that kind of thing. But like not
on the radio?
No, okay. No.
Sorry, that was just random.
For me, that timing issue is partially of just loving music so much and listening. Mm-hmm. And then loving movies and TV shows and then producing national shows and learning how to do audio editing and all that. So it's in spite of not being a DJ. But I think DJs make for good talk show hosts because they get that side of the equation, the radio side of the equation, instead of just the talking side of the equation. All right, good morning. It's Pensacola Morning News 8-11 here on News Radio 92.3. The Apache pilots who waggled the gun at Kid Rock, sort of, because the gun moves where the pilot moves his head. Although, as one person told me, he's a crew chief was a crew chief on AH-64 Apaches. He said, "Yeah, but they never leave the perimeter with mics in the chamber." there's 30,
I mean,
30
with
mic,
the guys,
30 millimeter round,
the guys stealing all the ammo. I mean, good place to hide
it. Yeah. Anyway, so now those pilots, they were going to be in trouble, and now they're not going to be in trouble because Pete Hegseth says fine. You also have this guy, this Camp Pendleton Andrew Ammo Marine, who stole a javelin, you know, an anti-tank weapon. It's an amazing thing. It's like a glorified bazooka, for those of you who don't know the term, for what a javelin looks like. But, you know, an anti-tank rocket. Think Stinger missile aimed for tanks, except it goes up and then down on the top is the better version of it. Anyway, and then, like, I don't know. What did we say was the number? 200,000 rounds of ammunition? 200 million? I don't even know. Something ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, and then he sold it in Arizona, and he got caught. Supreme Court today is going to hear oral arguments on the case of birthright citizenship, whether it applies to everybody born here, period, or whether it applies only to people who are born here with residency or, you know, what is the actual phrasing of the 14th Amendment, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So, you know, illegal immigrants, temporary residents. The historic case that's going to come up a lot is 100 years old. It has to do with somebody who was the child of Chinese citizens. And then came, and then they went back, and then he came back, and they denied him entrance. And the Supreme Court said, no, he's a citizen. It's right there. So I suspect the Supreme Court, they're not going to rule till June or July, but I suspect that they're going to uphold the traditional idea. And if the president wants to change it, well, he can change it through, you know, an amendment. He doesn't get to change that through an executive order. But there is enough wiggle room in there, you can make the argument, that it's going to be an interesting, and he may show up there. He says he's going to show up there. Supreme Court yesterday struck down the, but didn't struck down. They pushed it back to the lower courts for a heightened scrutiny. Instead, strict scrutiny is what they're saying, instead of rational basis review for the talk therapy to convince people or to help people who want to not feel gay attraction or not feel transgender dysphoria, to talk them out of that or to try to help them accomplish their goal of not feeling gay attraction or not feeling gender dysphoria. They sent it back to a lower court, 8-1 ruling. So Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan both were with the majority. Gorsuch wrote it. And Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote a dissent, scathing dissent. She actually read her dissent in court. They do that sometimes. Elena Kagan criticized her, in her opinion, for being so wrong on the issue of what is free speech and why it cannot be restricted by the government. So very interesting infighting among even the liberals on the court. I was glad to see that two of the liberals voted the way they did. I was not surprised that Ketanji Brown Jackson didn't, but still, I was hoping for a 9-0 and it wasn't quite 9-0. 8:14 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you think you might need a new roof, or if you think you'd need a repair, or you have questions about that, or you want to know how much money you can save by, if you get a better roof, a significantly better roof, and you do a wind mitigation inspection report, and how that would affect your insurance, well, talk to Quality Roofing Solutions. They do this for folks all the time. They do about 90% is full replacements, but about 10% is repairs, and they'll help you figure out what makes sense for your roof and the cost and all of that, because obviously if you wait and you replace it in 4 years, it's going to cost a lot more. They do 10,000 roof replacements in the last 20 years, so a lot. 4.9 rated on Google, warranty for the lifetime for workmanship, very invested in the local community, and just talk to you like you're a normal person. They want to be the kind of contractor where you feel good about the interaction, not like always having your defenses up and feeling like somebody's trying to take advantage of you, because they are there for the long haul. Like I said, 20 years and a 4.9 on Google. That's amazing. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. Big story to tell you about in just a second that we haven't gotten to this hour. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you are on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, through that construction zone, experiencing about a 12-minute delay, and Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile, about a 6-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So the big news, we kind of talked about this with the mayor last hour, but the big news that escaped all of our attention, I hadn't had a chance to watch the Pensacola City Council meeting until yesterday from Thursday, but late in the meeting, they did an add-on item that this, because it's kind of a big change to the Reimagined Palafox, you know, the renovations going on. And they approved it 6-1. Charles Baer, no surprise, was the lone no vote. He said he didn't like that it was an add-on item. You shouldn't do add-on items this late. To put a toll plaza on Palafox from Garden and Main. Like, at Garden, when you cross over onto Palafox going south, you're going to do toll by plate or Sun Pass. $3 per day. It, not per time. I thought that was kind of clever. That because some people, they work on Palafox or they go back and forth a couple of times, and you don't want to make them pay every time. So $3 for the day, $1.50 each additional axle, goes into effect when they reopen the street. So you might see them starting to do that work. They're already removing the toll plaza on Bob Sykes, and this is kind of cool. Pensacola working with Escambia to move the toll plaza equipment over to Palafox so the city doesn't have to buy
that's
new equipment.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, it saves the city money.
Yeah, and of course, you know, a lot of people drive on Palafox. That's going to, you know, generate revenue for the new parking structure down at the ferry landing. It's, you know, it's only $3, but it is $3, okay? You know, and if parking revenue generates money, well, toll revenue is going to generate money. Plus, you've got the proposal to get rid of property taxes, and how is the city going to make up for that money? How are they going to get it back? All of these things. The arguments in favor of it, you kind of understand, you know, if you're going to charge for parking, why wouldn't you charge for a toll? Now, I'm against this. I may sound like I'm kind of explaining it, but I am against this. I hate tolls. I just can't. Like, they're going to put a toll on I-10 to Alabama. What the? Come on. Yeah, I wish, you know, I wish we had Michelle Salzman saying, what the Alabama, you know?
What the Florida?
But it's crazy. You know, the Garcon Point Bridge is a great bridge, except for the toll. Bob Sykes doesn't ever bother me because it's only $1. But we shouldn't be tolling things. Don't make parking cost money. But I will say the argument that the mayor has made repeatedly about parking applies here, which is people from outside of the city don't pay property taxes in the city, and then they like to come and use all the infrastructure for free. Why not make them pay? Oh, you know, we got a text on this. Somebody said, a good point, John, is will residents be exempt the way they're exempt from parking, or where they can, you know, pay a monthly fee or whatever?
Oh,
that's a good question. What about senior citizens too?
Right.
I don't know how Sun Pass is configured, if it can work on that. I don't know. It's a good question. I always think about these things after the fact. I should have asked the mayor last hour. Yes, questions still persist about the height of the toll plaza, because it kind of looks like a walkway between the two buildings, between Vinyl on the one hand and the other building. I forget the name of that one. One, whatever it is. So parade floats going through there, you know, is kind of another question. But you can see a picture. It's up on our Facebook page if you want to look at it for yourself. The big surprise, if anything, was Governor DeSantis, when asked about this, actually said he supports it. Where's the exact quote that I had from him? Let's see. This is the kind of forward thinking we're looking for from local government. When we take away all that property tax revenue, it only makes sense they'll have to find it somewhere else. And you all know I have completely failed to come up with a plan to keep local governments fiscally solvent when we do away with property taxes. I was stunned he said that, because he has not been Mr. Humble Conciliatory. But for him to say that was kind of, I mean, unbelievable. Anyway, he says, so thank goodness Pensacola has bailed me out on this. And he says he hopes more cities become financially or fiscally responsible like Pensacola and convert their free streets into toll streets. I honestly, this is the first one in the nation, although somebody said on a text that they have considered this for Beale Street and Bourbon Street, right? And they did not do it. I hate it, but if it happens, and the mayor even hinted at this, that they could expand it to other streets. We got the flock cameras, we got the red light cameras, we got the toll plaza. You could kind of see a future where you just pay by the road you use. And so if you drive more, you pay more. Like a gas tax is meant to work that way, but now with electric vehicles, they're not paying anything, freeloaders. And, you know, there is something about the idea that people who drive cars should pay for the roads. And, of course, you know, that means that the people who drive trucks will pass that on to the consumers and the goods. I mean, there's something very libertarian about pay for what you use and a toll for every road. Even though I hate toll roads, there is a part of me that has always understood the idea that only the people who use it have to pay. It's like a sales tax, you know, you have to purchase things in order to, you know. So anyway, but, you know, shocking, scandalous, horrible, terrible. But there you go. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
If this car drives into a group of gypsies, will there be any damage to the car?
It depends on how hard you hit them and all that. It's hard,
hard.
To...
Never, you know, there are some things that I really enjoy that I cannot recommend for other people. Borat's a good example of that. Like, I can't tell somebody, go watch Borat. It'll be fine. Because most of the people who are like my people, you know, conservative Christians, do not necessarily share my R-plus sensibilities. You know?
But, I mean, it's kind of funny about the way people reacted.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
yes,
you know, there's underlying social issues in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, biases and bigotry and expectations and all of that stuff. I could say the same thing about, are you familiar with the Bloodhound Gang, the band? They do Discovery Channel and a couple of other, lots of other. This is a band that I can never tell somebody, like, you know, that's the band that you'll like. Because they are super vulgar, but so funny. And the music is so good. I was actually having this conversation with somebody. Can I even tell people I love them? I do kind of. Blame me, I'm a bad Christian. Whatever. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
I hadn't even thought about the Bloodhound Gang in years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But, no, they're pretty good.
They have a whole song that is all euphemisms for sex. That's the whole song. As a proof that you can't accomplish censorship. It's brilliant. But anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, armed guards and beefed up security measures will be visible at many temples and synagogues across the U.S. as the Jewish holiday of Passover begins at sundown. In New York, they're deploying counterterrorism teams and canine units to some synagogues in Florida. Many will have cameras monitoring the entrances. Lawyers for Charlie Kirk's accused killer requesting more time to process the bullet that ended his life. The lawyers said in a recent filing the ATF could not identify the bullet recovered during the autopsy. The FBI is conducting a second bullet analysis.
Yeah, this I just want to pause here for a second. What I've read about this is essentially they're not sure, or the ballistics indicate that they can't connect the gun to the bullet, which is the whole case, right? Or a crucial part of this case. So that's... wow.
A big development there. Yeah. And LeBron James has now passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most wins in NBA history. The Lakers defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers Tuesday at Crypto.com Arena. The win gave James his 1,229th NBA victory.
Wow. That is amazing.
It's a lot.
And, yeah. You know, for me, I don't watch the NBA, okay? If you had asked me whether LeBron James is still playing, I would have probably said no. Because doesn't he play with Bronny, his son? Don't they play on the same team or something?
I know it was last year, yeah, but I don't know about this year.
But he's been around for so long that I would have just kind of bet no. I never watched the NBA. David, thank you so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. It's brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Get ready to laugh out loud with Junie B. Jones, the musical, from April 10th through the 12th. Tickets are available at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you right now. And let's see here, I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile, seeing about a 7-minute delay. And also 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, you're down to about an 8-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I kind of mentioned it briefly a moment ago, but I do want to dwell on this a little bit because it's an interesting ruling. The 8-to-1 ruling in the Colorado conversion therapy ban case. Colorado had said that this practitioner of talk therapy, so she was not doing anything, and no physical interventions, no pharmaceuticals, nothing like that. People would come to her who had gay attraction and wanted not to, or had gender dysphoria and wanted to be, you know, feel more comfortable in their natural body. And she would talk to them, just talk. Well, Colorado, which, you know, Colorado, the masterpiece bake shop, cake shop stuff, like they have been emphatically pro-gay and anti-traditional values on this stuff for, I mean, decades now, and, you know, aggressively. So people don't really know. My dad actually lives in Denver. People don't really know from the outside that, like, Denver is like the new San Francisco. Denver is a massively gay population, like lots and lots and lots. Very Democratic, of course, over the years, and, you know, now, of course, with, you know, marijuana and all that. But just people don't really realize that that's just, you know, true of Denver particularly, and, of course, Colorado. So anyway, the argument on both sides was the argument on the side of protecting the therapist is this is speech. She's talking. And particularly when government regulates speech, it requires the highest level of scrutiny. It's called strict scrutiny. And it's very rare that you can ever justify speech regulations, especially when you're picking a side. You're saying if you try to convince people that they shouldn't, not convince, but like help them not feel gay attraction, because it's people voluntarily come to her. She's not doing anything against anybody's will. And this is adults, not kids. But if you're trying to help somebody who wants to not feel gay attraction, or you want to help somebody who doesn't feel at home in their own body to feel at home in their body, you're giving them advice they want, right? And that's what's illegal. But if you took a person who felt gay attraction and came to you and wanted you to counsel them to feel comfortable with it, that's allowed in Colorado. And if they feel gender dysphoria and you want to counsel them on how it's okay to feel that and it's okay to feel that they're the wrong gender and even to, you know, pursue surgery or pharmaceutical changes, you're allowed to do that. And that's why this case is so pressing, because what Colorado said is you can advise this way, you cannot advise that way. Now, the argument on the other side is, well, when it comes to medical practices, we prohibit certain medical advice or certain medical interventions. You know, if somebody was telling you that you should have elective lungectomies, you know, they're not allowed to do that because that's contrary to medical practice. And speech is a part of medical practice. And so if somebody doesn't do a lungectomy, but they advise you to get one, well, they can't do that either. So speech incident to medical malpractice is not protected either. And so that was the whole argument. Well, what the Supreme Court 8-1 said is, because she's not engaging in any actual medicine, only advice, and because it is only one slice of the side, you know, not the whole topic area, yeah, this is free speech. And, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson was on the side of the state, and everybody else, all eight other ones, were on the side of the practitioner. And so, yeah, they didn't strike it down. What they did is they sent it back to the lower courts and said, number one, this is, you're regulating on the basis of content, not subject matter, which is not allowed. And also, you need to apply strict scrutiny to this and come back to us. So we'll see what Colorado does with it. It's not over exactly, but it was a pretty big win for the practitioner. Frivolous Topic comes up next. I'm Andrew McKay. Stick around.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting before his address to the nation tonight. Iran's new regime president has just asked the U.S. for a ceasefire. We will consider when the Hormuz Strait is open. Until then, we are blasting Iran into oblivion. Secretary of State Rubio tells Fox's Hannity.
We are going to destroy their Air Force. We have largely done that. We were going to destroy their Navy, which we have largely achieved that. We were going to destroy a significant percentage of their missile launchers. We are well on our way to achieving that.
As President Trump attends Supreme Court oral arguments in person on his order to end birthright citizenship, former Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem asks for prayers and privacy after a public reveal of her husband Byron's alleged online fetish behavior, which could have opened her to blackmail. President Trump told the Daily Mail, "I feel bad for the family." America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio. 92.3, 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies, looking like a nice start to our Wednesday morning. We'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. The University of West Florida is expected to make a big announcement about moving their athletics from Division II to Division I at a press conference tomorrow. According to Yahoo Sports, UWF will join the United Athletic Conference for football and the Atlantic Sun Conference for other sports. The university would pay a $2 million Division I entry fee and then undergo a three-year transition period. They would be eligible for conference postseason play, would have 3 years before they could qualify for NCAA tournaments. There's a big press conference scheduled for an official announcement Thursday morning. Santa Rosa deputies warning parents after several teens were reportedly caught kicking in front doors at homes in Milton over the weekend as part of a TikTok challenge. Multiple calls came in reporting what sounded like attempted break-ins. Deputies say the prank is dangerous on both sides of the door. Warning that homeowners do have the right to defend themselves and potentially could shoot through a door believing somebody is breaking in. Deputies say if the teens are identified, they would face criminal charges and have to pay restitution. World Cup soccer fever is about to get real. Tickets go on sale this morning. The final window to buy 2026 World Cup tickets opens at 10 a.m. Pensacola time. FIFA says it'll operate on a first-come, first-served basis. The sales phase will stay open until the tournament begins in June, but high-demand matches are expected to go fast. Experts say patience and persistence are key, since FIFA could release additional tickets at any time. Well, the Artemis II mission is taking shape as NASA prepares to send four astronauts on a historic trip around the moon. The crew includes Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansen, a Canadian astronaut set to make history on the flight. Mission specialist Christina Koch says the test mission is about a lot more than just one trip.
It is our strong hope that this mission is the start of an era where everyone, every person on Earth, can look at the moon and think of it as also a destination.
NASA says Artemis II will help test systems needed for future missions, including returning astronauts to the lunar surface for the first time in decades. And the countdown is on for that launch. Artemis II officially launching, as of now anyway, in 8 hours, 49 minutes, and 38 seconds. It is 8:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Families that rely on the Fricker Center for after-school care will have to make alternative arrangements starting this summer. City Administrator David Stafford says the $7.8 million renovation will shut down programming after the school year ends. The city already working to ease that transition.
Families who currently use Fricker for after-school care are being surveyed to help staff plan after-school programming and transportation for the 26-27 school year. While the center is under renovation. Woodland Heights and Cobb Center are alternate sites for after-school and summer camp programs.
City Administrator David Stafford from yesterday's mayor's press conference. The renovation is being funded through a combination of federal grants and local option sales tax dollars. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 3-minute delay. But other than that, that's all I'm seeing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be dealing with a small chance of some pop-up showers today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67 degrees. Going into Thursday, sunny skies, high near 78. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. For Friday, small chance of a pop-up shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, 76 degrees for your high. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much. 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. And your money now. This morning, stocks are up at the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow is up over 0.5% at 46,643 points. S&P up about 0.75% at 6,578.5 points. The NASDAQ up just over 1% at 21,832.5. 10-year bond rate today is up 4.3%. It's up at 4.32%. Gold prices are up 88.10 at $4,735.70. Silver is up 29 cents at $75.21. That always variable oil price just under $100 a barrel right now. That's down 1.37% this morning. And Bitcoin is up 708. At 68,510.97. It is 8:37 here at News Radio 92.3. Looking at those financial headlines, a record amount of money likely to be spent on Easter this year.
The National Retail Federation says Americans are expected to spend $24.9 billion on Easter this year. The bulk of the spending will be on candy and food, followed by gifts, decorations, clothing, flowers, and cards. That amounts to nearly $200 per person. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Mercedes-Benz is investing $4 million in a new Alabama factory. The money planned to be spent through 2030 will go into the automaker's Tuscaloosa County facility. The company announced plans Tuesday at a ceremony where they unveiled two new SUV models for the production line. They'll include GLE and GLS models, bringing the total number of Mercedes-Benz brands manufactured at the plant to four. The U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, along with Alabama Senators Katie Britt and Tommy Tuberville, attended that unveiling ceremony. The number of job openings fell in February. The Labor Department says 6.8 million jobs were available, which is down 358,000 from January. Hiring also slowed by nearly 500,000 during the month, as non-farm payrolls declined by 92,000. According to the JOLTS report, accommodation and food services led the decrease in available jobs last month. And TikTok and Cameo are teaming up. TikTok creators can now sell personalized Cameo videos directly through the TikTok app, letting fans request custom messages for a fee without leaving the platform. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This spring, you can share more than a meal. You can share hope. For as little as $2.75, you can provide a nourishing meal to a hungry neighbor, served with love and compassion, reflecting the love of Christ. A single meal opens the door to healing, recovery, employment, and housing, helping restore lives and renew hope throughout the year. Answer the call this season. Give hope today at waterfrontmission.org.
Today, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Pensacola Habitat for Humanity at 10:30 a.m. as President and CEO Sam Young and Vice President of Programs Ruthie Noel will be in studio to talk about some of the amazing things they have going on with their homeownership programs. Learn about their new neighborhoods and discover ways to volunteer and donate to enhance lives through homeownership. That's all today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Habitat for Humanity, transforming communities one homeowner at a time.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The free Eggawahoosa event at Maritime Park is Saturday, beginning at 8 with the 5K Color Run. Get the fun details at PensacolaChurch.org. Bands on the Beach returns next Tuesday the 7th on Casino Beach. Beginning at 7 every Tuesday, kick back with family and friends and enjoy the live music. The Calverts kick off the season. See PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
You know what keeps most people up at night? It's not politics. It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go. Where to go. Instead of wondering where it went. Where it went. Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, I'm going to do a topic today that this is exactly how I try not to do this show, but it's on my mind and we're in the middle of it, so fine. Here goes. Tell me a band that you're ashamed to admit you love. We did it. We've done a topic before of like, tell me the movies you're ashamed to admit you love. And oh, God, there's so many different movies that fall in that category. But I found, I was talking about this before the break, that the Bloodhound Gang, which is a super vulgar punk band, and sort of sounds, I mean, vaguely in the Weezer vicinity, okay? But, you know, they're my secret dirty pleasure, right? And they're super dirty. And I was actually talking to someone and be like, man, that's vulgar. And he's like, I know, and they're not even the worst I listen to. I'm like, oh, okay. So I can't... I can't even play most of their songs. They had one song that I do. I cannot really say the name of this song because even saying the name is a kind of a hint at it. But this song was one of theirs, and we'll just leave it there. You might have heard that
That's
one on the radio.
That's probably as far as you could.
They have a song, Discovery Channel. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but animals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Is the lyric. I don't play that one either because it's kind of. You know, I mean, but that's
when you said Discovery Channel earlier. I was like. I've been watching Discovery Channel,
and I haven't heard that.
No,
not the TV channel. So I think there's two ways you could answer this question. The first way is bands that are so, like, R-plus rated that you wouldn't tell people you listen to them a lot, you know? But, I mean, I have a lot of those bands. And we'll talk about some if you want to. The other one is bands that are so, like, honestly, you know it's bad. But you still love it. And you try to be a sophisticated connoisseur of music, and then you're like, oh, but Debbie Gibson. she's my favorite. All right, so John, 437-1620, tell me a band that you are embarrassed to admit you love, have always loved, have all of their music, or some of it anyway. You got one for me?
Yes.
Do we have to do this?
Yeah.
I told you mine. I mean, one of them. There's one a lot them. For me.
I bet there is.
I'm sure there is.
Okay.
I have a secret love of country. I'm just kidding. It's not true.
I was like, you're coming out on the air?
Of course. I'm coming out country on the air. I feel like I need to go through some, you know, country music conversion therapy. I find myself liking country more and more, and I don't want to. Help me, doctor. Fix it. So,
Supreme Court ruled.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. New Kids on the Block. Yeah. I love their harmonies. I mean.
Now, okay. Are you...
I don't have their music now.
So,
I mean, listen to the harmonies. They're really good.
It sounds to me like you're not ashamed. You just, you're a closet fan because you really do love them, but you just know that other people will make fun of you for it. So you're not really ashamed. A shame is when you really feel like you shouldn't have it. You're more just secret about it. Because you think other people, I hear it. Well, did you listen to their harmonies? You know I'm not wrong.
They dance better than I could.
437, well, but better than all of us, I think. 437-1620. We'll come back here in just a second. The topic of the day, frivolous topic of the day, is tell me a band you secretly love, but you're ashamed to admit it, or you keep it a secret because you know people will make fun of you, either because they're, I don't know, they're bad, they're popular, they're vulgar. I don't know what your answer might be. I'm kind of curious. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. We've got an accident on I-10 eastbound, mile marker number 7. That's right at the Pine Forest exit. That's causing some delays. It's starting to back up, but literally it just happened. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
437-1620, 437-1620. The question of the day is, tell me the band or the music that you really do secretly love, but you are afraid to admit it publicly. This one kind of surprised me. Somebody texted, why would you be ashamed of that? Guns N' Roses is great music. Maybe you feel like it's a certain cultural position that you don't maybe advocate for, I suppose. That's possible. I don't know.
I mean, listen to the guitar.
I know. It's great music. It really, you know, what I think is a lot of people have a hang up about, you know, there's genuinely great music out there and they feel like they're not supposed to like it because they're a certain kind of person and that's not their kind of music. It's okay to like other music. It's you don't have to be married to a style of music. You can like a lot of different stuff. Oh, this one cracks me up. Somebody says Culture Club and Boy George. It's genuinely fun music. It should make you smile. It's like, I'm a big Howard Jones fan. Fine. He makes you smile. He makes you happy. Boy George was the, you know, he was the early crossdresser when we used words like transvestite. You don't use that word anymore. But, I mean, you know, okay. Don't be ashamed about that. That's fine. I'm trying to convince you to embrace your other stuff, the stuff that you like. Let's see. Somebody says Lords of Acid. Oh, okay. All right. I got that. I'm 66 and I like Guns N' Roses. I'm not really ashamed of it. The music is so bubblegum. The Partridge Family. Oh, interesting.
Well, yeah, really tight harmonies. I get it.
Yeah. So if you like musicianship, right, if you you understand music theory and practice, there are certain bands who you kind of know they're not cool to like for whatever reason, but you recognize, oh man, they really do know what they're doing, and that's a whole different level of why.
Especially when they do it a cappella.
Oh right.
And so you know that you're not hiding something there.
There's nothing better for exposing weak vocal talent or even just average vocal talent than a cappella. That's why, don't they always make you do a cappella in the American Idol tryouts?
Yes, they do.
For a reason.
I know.
Because a cappella is the hard version. That's exactly right. And you don't have the music to help you stay on track. You not only have to hit the note, you have to know the note internally before you hit it and hit it right. Yeah,
exactly.
No, that's exactly it. Somebody says Lawrence Welk. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I mean, you know, people like all kinds of things. I'm sure a lot of, I guess, I kind of like Barry Manilow. Neil Diamond, yeah. That vintage. You know, some of that stuff. I
can see you Barry Manilow.
I don't go out of my way to listen to it, but, you know, I think I like Neil Diamond a lot better than Barry Manilow, but I had Once Upon a Time, you know. Sometimes you love music because it's what you listened to when you were young.
Yeah.
Like your parents had it. In my case, parents would have a tape or a vinyl.
Mine
or whatever.
Was Elvis.
And, oh, okay. So, all right. Yeah. So I probably have some of those for, like, my mom's 45 collection, that kind of stuff, where it's not really, but it's something I listen to. And so as a kid, I love like Splish Splash, that kind of music, you know, all that 50s pop, top 40 stuff that my mom had 45s of. Oh, this is a good one. I'm trying to grab these. It's very hard to grab songs on the fly. I'm trying my best to do this because some of these answers are very good. And I'd rather play it than just say it. That's a good one. I mean, Lady Gaga's a genius musically. And I know a lot of it isn't maybe your favorite or the best, but I mean, a lot of it really is. She's, it's not a surprise. There are some people who are pop stars that you think, how did that happen? I mean, I could have done that. And then there are some where you're like, well, that is not the case. Oh, this one surprises me. I think this is quite good music. Hall & Oates. Somebody said, you know, Family Man, Adult Education, Kisses on My List, Man Eater, great songs. And again, I think some of this is probably, you grew up listening to it, so you love it. Enrique Iglesias, because I can't help but get way too much into it, and so I can only listen to it alone. Aww, it's adorable. Being a Girl Dad, I get to sing loudly to Taylor Swift and K-pop. Okay. The Frozen song. I mean, you know, there are things out there that people don't like to admit that they love. Oh, Savage Garden. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
437-1620. The question of the day is, tell me some band that you secretly love and don't tell people because you're ashamed to admit it, either because they're, I said Bloodhound Gang, or you might say like Dead Milkmen, or, you know, some of the punk bands, you know, that I grew up listening to are like, you know, I don't really go around bragging to people that I love the Angry Simones. But, or even some of the more like industrial stuff like Ministry and things like that. You, really? And you read the Bible? Sure enough, brother. 437-1620. Oh, this is funny. I secretly like the ZipRecruiter song. Oh, that's, oh, you know what? I have an example of this. I don't know where I put it. Now you got me thinking about this. I really want to play it, but I don't know that I'm going to find it. But hold on just a second. This is really good. If I can find it, I don't think I can find it. Mm-hmm. This is me. Home Depot has a theme song that they play for all their ads, and I see these ads pop up all the time on YouTube. That's really good. It's really like captivating, and I can't even mouth play it for you, but it's, you'd recognize it if I played it for you. And so, yeah, sometimes jingles get the better of you. Even when you hate the fact that they get stuck in your head, they get stuck in your head. Let's see. That Thing You Do. Okay. Sweet Caroline. Okay. So
yeah, we did that
Neil
Diamond earlier.
We played that earlier. Yeah. That's right. Suicidal Tendencies, Megadeth, Metallica, metal, punk, all the stuff you listened to when you were a kid. Yeah. I mean, there's, again, punk and metal and industrial and even alternative. A lot of that stuff is like the music you hid from your parents. Maybe you like, oh, what was the band that got in trouble in Broward County? Two Live Crew.
Oh, yeah. You went way back, buddy.
Some of the bands you like, some of the rap. You know, mm-hmm. maybe today, maybe back in the day, wasn't exactly
stuff that you would be listening to.
But you know all the words to that song by Kool Moe Dee. You know, I know I do. Or LL Cool J. And it's funny because some of this stuff is like, you're actually kind of proud of it. You know, I remember when Josh and Jonathan Owens filled in for me, they started, Jonathan mentioned that he was on stage with Trent Reznor, and Josh is like, are you secretly cool and didn't tell anybody? That's funny. Tom Jones. Oh, okay. The Brady Bunch. I'm not afraid to admit it. Milli Vanilli. How about that?
That was my second choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the music was
quite
good. Yes,
the music was great.
Yeah, just they weren't really performing. Of course, the irony is that today, that would just be the norm.
Yeah, that's the norm.
People lip sync all the time for all kinds of things. Eazy-E. Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, Mamas and the Papas. Okay, that's good, you know, simple music. Atlanta Rhythms. This is great. I love the answers we're getting all across the board. And, you know, for all kinds of reasons, which, you know, just kind of makes me happy. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The traditions continue as Bella Magazine brings the print to the radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Friday to hear the latest health and wellness and philanthropy stories on local businesses and women, plus fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's Bella Magazine, Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430. 6430.
You don't want rumors. You want confirmation. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. You want confirmation. Informative, local, dependable.
Doc, been hitting awful hard, haven't you?
Nonsense. I've not yet begun to defile myself.
.55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, man, Dead Milkman make me laugh every time. I love the tradition of satire, storytelling, and comedy that is in and under all the good punk bands. And anyway, we're talking, the frivolous topic was, you know, tell me bands that you're ashamed to admit. Somebody texted me the Carpenters because I was a rocker in the 70s. Somebody else texted me, and I will not say who this is, but I could. It'd be funny. Wilson Phillips, Hold On. Hold on for one more day. You know that, and this is why I don't sing. Everybody's got that one weird song that they just love. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
All righty. I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 7, which is the Pine Forest exit. There was an accident there causing some delays and backups through that construction zone. Also, 98 westbound. You're seeing about a 15-minute delay approaching Gulf Breeze. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So obviously the big story of the day was the announcement, which kind of was buried late in the city council meeting on Thursday in Pensacola, that they're going to be putting a toll plaza at Garden and Palafox and at Main and Palafox. So if you're wanting to enter the primary zone of Palafox with a car, it's going to be $3 per car, $1.50 for each traditional axle. Lots and lots and lots and lots of comments. The sign is going to say Palafox Street, where tolling begins. You know, kind of like the where Florida begins, you know. And then, let's see, some of the comments. Rename it to Dollar Street. Somebody says, good morning. I read some of the comments. Pray for us. This is ridiculous. Tax it, and it won't be used very much. What a genius plan to lighten up traffic. And that's true, by the way. When you tax a thing, you get less of it.
That's so maybe just we economics. Don't have to replace the road.
Right. If you raise the pain of using a thing enough, then people won't. Pay the pain. That's what speed bumps are designed to do. That's what speed limits and parking does. And here, you know, if you shovel the traffic off onto Jefferson or Tarragona or Balin or Spring, that's kind of the idea. Let's see. Part of the new urbanism in Pensacola, nothing else needs to be said. Looks like it's going to be a ghost town on Palafox. Somebody says every road should be a toll road. They should charge every few blocks. Just waiting for the hotel tax to kick in and for the vagrants sleeping on the sidewalks. So just lots and lots and better. It looks better than palm trees. You know,
the toll plaza.
And then this is probably my favorite one. I got a lot of people saying this. You do realize it's April Fool's Day, though, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what I tell you every year. I will always have an April Fool's Day story. It will always be the lead news item of the day. It will always fool you most of the time. And I'm telling you, in 365 days, there will be an April Fool's Day post. This will not be a surprise. Oh, I will say this. Fox News at the top of the 6 o'clock hour did a story on why April Fool's Day happens and why people fall for it and don't be... Brother.
You should have heard him.
Oh, man,
off
I was
mic.
Livid. You don't ruin a thing because you're trying to be cool or whatever. I mean, just... That always cracks me up, all the people who say, is it April Fool's? I'm like, don't ruin it. Let other people enjoy.
Exactly.
Let other people. My favorite one, though, somebody just posted 10 for 10. No notes. So you can go read it. I wrote a whole long thing. I always write too much. You know me. I like to write. So I wrote about DeSantis's comments and Charles Baer's comments and Jen Brer's comments and D.C. Reeves, of course, comments. And, of course, no, D.C. was not in on it. But when he woke up to 1,000 messages today, he was such a good sport playing along during the interview we had with him. So, which, he's a practitioner. My only fear is that next year he's going to do one back to me.
Exactly.
And he's got a year to figure it out. Oh, no. This is not a fight I meant to start.